Let's get naked. Woo! Thanks for tuning in to Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday show with me, Mary Brotherton. Every Monday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, I share manifest stories and tips for how you can learn to create the life you've always wanted. On the second Monday of each month, Jillian Harris, the Conscious Cougar, joins us. She's our generous sponsor, and she has a lot of manifesting knowledge to share. Now, I know I got your attention with the title, and I hope there's thousands of you tuned in because of this. However, I want to talk about a very different way to get naked. I know it's disappointing, but I'm 69 years old. You don't want to see this naked. I'm talking about stripping back your beliefs and mental or emotional security blankets. This way, you can live with fewer obstacles. Strip away the conditioning that has kept you from achieving your dream life. Most people have built-in beliefs about money, particularly how much money they can or cannot have. We often believe what others have told us about time, security, what we can or should have or should not have, what we can or can't control, and what we should accept, as well as what we should reject. I want you to get naked. Let go of what others have told you. Strip it off and discard it. Would you like to be free to go wherever you want and do whatever you want when you want to? Would you like to feel like every day's a holiday? Maybe every day's your birthday, every day's Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's Day. Maybe you're just taking a vacation. Would you then take a softer approach to life? Would you then be able to trust the flow of life? And would you then have faith in your ability to bend time or stretch it to your whims so you can accomplish more every day? I actually know someone who knows how to do that, and it's something I'm looking forward to learning from her. Now is the time to surrender everything. Strip off your defenses piece by piece and accept the world as a naked newborn. Or if you want to strip it off like an exotic dancer and accept it with a pole in your hand, that's okay too. Now, we all know that we need our defenses sometimes. But why, when you no longer need your defense, do you hold on to them? Have you maybe outgrown your time and productivity defenses? Are you still wearing previous ideas about control and money like a cloak to protect yourself? I want you to get ready to become vulnerable and exposed. Stop hiding behind your need to be organized, perfect, and busy. Discard other people's ideas for you. Loosen the ties to your garb made from your need to control. You were born to be free. You were born to be naked. Naked from what others expect from you. You were born to manifest the life you chose, not the life someone else dressed you up in. It's time to manifest a life filled with joy, freedom, and support. When you make yourself naked, the universe rushes in to clothe you with what serves you, what serves your needs, what you want, what you manifest. Do you need to shed your identity or status symbol in order to wear a new one? I mean, think about it. We've all seen the homeless people wearing layers and layers and layers and layers of clothing. And when it's too hot to wear those layers, they throw them into a shopping cart and push them around. But when you make yourself naked and discard all those previous things, stop wearing the clothing from your past. You're not 10 years old anymore. Strip off the old to make room for the new. Trust your own inner knowing so you can let go of what no longer serves you in the exercise of emptying yourself to allow new joy and fulfillment to come in. When you can allow your spirit to be naked to the possibilities of what might come next, you are ready to manifest, and you will manifest so much more into your life. And you're probably at this point going, okay, well, she's not going to get naked, so what does she mean by this manifesting? How does that work exactly? It's simple. You speak your dream into existence. What do you want? Tell the universe. Be specific. You speak your dream into existence in many ways. One very powerful way is to simply state it out loud. You can recite it like a mantra when you walk or meditate. You can repeat it like an affirmation. Write it in your manifest journal. Create a ritual around it. It's important to hear yourself speaking about your dreams, and then you need to express gratitude for what you already have and for what you want. Be thankful. No matter what your stage you're at, you can find something to appreciate wherever you are in your current life. If you want to change it, even if that sounds counterintuitive, just find one thing that brings you joy and focus on that. Before you know it, your whole life will change because you will be changing your attitude and your perspective. State what you want in the present tense. The reason you must do this and only use positive language is because the universe doesn't understand the difference between today, tomorrow, and yesterday. It also doesn't understand the difference between wishing and wanting, hoping and praying, demanding and asking. Time is an illusion, despite the fact that in our current reality, 8 o'clock in the morning where my grandson lives in California is 11 o'clock in the morning where I live in Florida. And where my friend lives in Italy, that's 5 p.m. It's the exact same moment. Exactly. But we perceive it as different times. Zachary, Andrea, and I are all hungry at the same moment. We're thinking the same thought, but we may not know what the others are thinking. While Zachary at 8 o'clock in the morning is preparing to go to school, he's thinking about breakfast. At 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm probably getting a little hungry, so I'm thinking about lunch. Andrea at 5 o'clock in Italy is either on his way home from work or he's sitting down for dinner. You need to know that you deserve to have what you want. You truly do deserve to have it. This can be a bit tricky if you want another woman's husband or you're dreaming of living an A-list celebrity lifestyle. Because whenever your desires involve another person, their free will plays a part in whether or not you receive what you want. Practice mindful kindness and patience, and you will get what you want. If someone else's free agency or free will is included, it's very tricky. It's not impossible, but be aware of what you're asking for. You need to be prepared to put action on your words. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to get the life you want? You will discover how committed you are to achieving your dreams when you realize what actions you have to take. Trust me, living the life of the rich and famous involves more work than the poor and unknown are willing to invest. I can give you a quick example about that. I was born and raised in a rural town, small town. I lived my life like a small time towner. I didn't have a lot of dreams at that point because that town crushed most of my dreams. I moved away. I moved to a large city. Then I moved to the suburbs of a different state. Everywhere I've lived brings a different perspective. I can promise you that in my small town, I would never have thought of publishing my own books. I never would have thought of publishing someone else's books. I never would have thought of creating a charity. So you have to understand what's involved. Now, I spend a lot of time doing all of the things that I do, where in my little country lifestyle, I probably would have been sitting on the couch watching a game show instead of doing a podcast in the morning. In the evening, instead of working on my books, I'd be watching some other kind of silly show on TV. A lot of TV watching in small towns for a lot of people. There are some that doesn't apply to. Not implying that all people in small towns behave the way I did. But sometimes we have to invest more in ourselves to get what we want. I promise you that if you fall in love with another person's significant other, your actions will impact more than just you. So I want you to be mindful when you expect other people to fulfill your dreams. I didn't start to live my charmed life until after I'd met my current husband. He is not the reason for my happiness. He adds to it, supports it, and cheers me on. But my happiness comes from my choices, including my choice to learn about the law of attraction. My husband does not fulfill my dreams. I do. He's along for the ride and works with me, and we share many of the same dreams and goals. Despite our human incarnation, we are immortal at our essence, and we can become co-creators. This is especially true when we want to manifest something for our lives. Gus, as you know, that's God, universe, spirit, source. Gus wants us to be happy and free of disease. Once you're clear on what it means to be prosperous, you can be. Some people think abundance is prosperity. But if you ask for a generic abundance and don't care what you get in return, you'll be amazed at what manifests for you. If you're looking for financial abundance, that's what you need to ask for. Be precise and be very clear about what you want. For many years, I wanted one thing. As a child, I wanted to be a famous author, which is little too generic for the universe. Some of my friends call me their famous author friend. But I want more than to be famous in one or two people's circles. Now I'm much more specific. I don't ask. I tell the universe. I am a highly sought-after best-selling author of inspirational books. Whenever I think of this, I typically add, "And so it is," with gratitude. I want to let you in on a little secret about gratitude. It may not be a secret to you either. It's not as important that you say it as it is that you live it. Because when you live a life of gratitude, you start noticing the needs of others. You start taking action to help them. And this can be as grand and glorious as saving the whales, or it can be as small and insignificant as not running over a turtle in the road. It's not insignificant to either one of them. It can be as simple as picking up litter while you're on your morning or evening walk. It can be a smile to someone you meet in traffic. You learn to appreciate the smallest things, like when the sun peeks through on a cloudy day, or the rain seems to let up just as you step outside to check the mail. You stop complaining and you rejoice more. You don't wallow in the victimhood of disasters. You express gratitude for everything in your life that goes well. Gratitude is a way to take stock of what you currently have and recognize and honor it with joy. If you have ever felt like a victim of circumstance, and especially if you do right now, you can manifest your inner hero and snap yourself out of it. I was having a situation one time where I was just definitely the victim of whatever. And I was able to meditate, which I think is a very great, excellent manifest tool. In fact, this show came about as the result of something I was led to do or inspired to do during meditation. But I discovered that my problem wasn't the problem. My problem was me. I needed to realize what a marvelously wonderful creature of the universe I am. I am a God seed. I'm a child of God, which means I can grow up to become a God. That revelation and realization gave me the courage to snap myself out of my poor, pitiful me-hood. We can all choose what we focus on and find ways to live a life filled with blessings and appreciation and gratitude. When you do that, you are manifesting, and you can manifest so much more. Another tool, I guess you could say, for manifesting is to feel it. Feel everything. I call it my bonus rule for manifesting the life I want. You get into your feelings. If you are feeling less than overjoyed to be alive, as somebody said, "My eyes are open," so she's happy. Start working on feeling better. If you're in pain, it is possible to reduce that pain simply by telling your body to dial it down. This works for itches, headaches, muscle aches, almost anything I've ever had in my life that caused me discomfort. Once I learned, instead of taking a pill or complaining about it, I just say, hey, foot, Stop itching. Skin, don't be so dry. Or dial up the moisture. Dial down the dryness. Dial down that muscle ache. Sciatica, I want that pain to disappear. If only I could dye my hair by wishing it, that would be pretty cool. But you may need to dial it down throughout the day. It doesn't always work permanently, but it works. I'm proof of that. Your body will listen, and as you dial down this pain, you start to heal. As we grow in our power and as we grow older, our dreams must change or we're not really growing. I can tell you that because when I was a child, I dreamed of becoming a veterinarian. By the time I graduated high school, my dream changed to being a people doctor who wanted to be a chiropractor. I now heal a different way because I was too young at 18 to allow my power to shine, and I allowed other people to tell me what I could and couldn't do. So I didn't go on to chiropractic school, or didn't even go to college until I was much, much older. You can tell Gus exactly what you want, down to the smallest freckle or hair or kitchen sink, Lamborghini tire, whatever you want. You tell it to Gus, and if you put forth the necessary action steps, you will get it. You may not have always been listening to my show. I've talked a couple of times about how my mother manifested some really interesting stuff, and I'll try to be concise. After my father had been dead about 5 years, she wanted a male companion. And so she told Gus, actually she prayed for a man in her life. And she met Sid at work. Well, that didn't work out exactly the way she wanted it. So she told God that she appreciated her friendship with Sid, but she wanted somebody a little different. And she explained in great detail what she wanted, and she got it. It was an old friend who came back into her life named Tom. And after about 6 or 8 months, she realized that wasn't what she needed either. So she nailed down and drilled down and honed in on exactly what she wanted. She wanted a male companion who would not expect any sexual favors from her, who would eat her leftovers if that's what she wanted, or would go with her to a restaurant, but would basically be seen and not heard, but would give her the companionship she wanted. And that's when she met Duke. The biggest issue with Duke was he had 4 feet instead of 2. He was a dog. And his owners soon came and collected him. So my mother at that point said, God, thank you for everything you've sent me. All these guys have been great. But I think I'm just going to stop asking for you to send me anybody. And so she was content to live alone. She still had her male friends. She still went out. My father was 60 when he died. And my mother was 54. So she was still rather young. And so she would have been probably 60 when all this started going on. So after a couple of years, she said, enough is enough. I don't want to do this. And when she was in her mid-70s, she actually did meet up someone. She ended up married to him. And that was a decent marriage until he died 1 year later. But by then, she was very content with where she was in life. So I don't know if she did anything more, if she put any real action steps on it. But I guess she did, because she answered phone calls and she met people in restaurants and she went outside to feed the dog. But anyway, I want to continue with talking about feelings and emotions. You need to start feeling like you want to feel when you manifest what you want or you're never going to get it, and you'll never be able to feel that way. You need to imagine how good it will feel to have exactly what you want. See if you can employ all of your senses. Know what you want. Imagine what it will feel like to touch, to smell, to taste, to listen, and to see. I have a secret, super secret bonus rule, but I guess it's not going to be so much secrety after now. Get out of your own way. And I know that that's like, oh, just let it go. It's hard to do if you don't know how to do it. I will say this. One of the hardest things to do is to sit back and allow Gus to do what has to be done to help us achieve our dreams. We've been conditioned to hold on to at least one string, like a little string bikini, so we don't lose all of our clothing. We have to protect ourselves. Control, control, control. One of the biggest things that you can do to manifest the life you want is to get naked and let the universe send you new clothes. Get out of your own way. Stop trying to handle it all. Another friend of mine, not the same friend I talked about earlier, another friend of mine talks about giving God your pickle jar. Now, most of us know that opening a brand new jar of pickles, or in my case, or my husband's case, is a jar of Ragu spaghetti sauce. Sometimes opening that jar is difficult. And most women have secrets. You know, you run it under water, loosen the lid, then you have to let it dry. Or you turn it upside down and pound it on the bottom, and you hear that pop, and then you know that it's able to open. You might get a little rubber grippery thing that helps you hold on tight. Sometimes you take a butter knife and tap the jar in the opposite direction that the lid is going so that you can loosen it. And then other times, you just can't get that jar open. Now, if you have a young teenage son in your life, you can ask him to open the jar, and usually they will die before they give in to the fact that they can't do it. If you have a husband or a strong woman in your life, they might be able to help you. There have been times that it takes two of us to do it, and then we give up on the idea and go get something else to eat. Pickle jars are notorious about this. And my friend says that sometimes you just have to give the pickle jar to God. And she equates the pickle jar as a problem or something she wants to manifest. So the idea is that you state what you want, put it in the pickle jar, give that jar to God. And when he's ready to open it, he'll give you a pickle. So I'm going to kind of drill down a little bit and recap. Create your manifest statement in clear, present, positive terms. Know that you deserve to achieve it. Take any necessary action to get the ball rolling in your direction. Feel whatever you feel about it. Vibrate as high as you can with gratitude. Know that what you want is already on its way to you. Will you get it in 10 minutes? Maybe. Will it take a quarter of a century or 50 years? It might. The key is to be clear on what you want. Follow the manifest rules. Know that you deserve it. And expect your dreams to come true. And remember, get naked. Strip off all of your obstacles. Strip off these preconceived notions that this only happens to other people. Unbutton the idea that you're not worth it. Throw those garments away and just stand there like Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian Man with your arms out, your legs spread in a stance of power, and say, "Give it to me, universe. It's mine. I want it. I deserve it. I expect it. I'm willing to take the steps necessary to use it or to get it. And I am grateful for it." I do hope you enjoyed today's episode of Manifest Monday Show. Come back every Monday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern Time for more guidance on creating your ideal life. I'm here on the second Monday with Jillian. I'm here other Mondays with other manifesting, magical, mayhem-y people. If you would like to email your questions about manifesting, email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. I'll respond by email, and I will read your question and my response on a future show. I am really good. I have a gift for helping people turn their wishes and desires into powerful manifest statements. It's one of the gifts that I've been given, and I'm very grateful to share them with you. The fastest way to manifest your dreams is to speak them into existence in positive, present terms, and to always remain grateful. Hope to hear from you soon.